This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez. Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You are listening to the Pawn Stars Unplugged, and today, basically, the same team, almost the same team, but it's Roy and Friends, so the time is now 9 and 11 minutes, and we have here in the studio, we've got Peter Feldman. Here's our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. He's also an award-winning journalist for his contribution for the arts, eh?
I've been covering the arts for a long time. Yes, thank you, Roy. Thank you.
Absolutely a pleasure. We've got with us as well Moshe Starogard. How are you doing, Moshe?
I'm all right.
The best thing for fame is Sasha's father. That's
yes.
and I've got this my long-time friend and partner Liel Rimon. He's actually an expert in Swiss watches and diamonds. Are you there?
Hey, took you time to think about it.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Is he really an expert? That's what you were thinking.
Oh.
The trouble is, Roy has a lot on his mind because it's a big show today.
Is it?
Yes. It's
tell us.
Well, no, Roy, just tell us.
It is a big show today. Today's 2nd of November, and I'm going to tell you everything what's happening. So today's Thursday. The time is now 9 and 12 minutes, and it's the 2nd of November, 2017. The Jewish day today is the 13th day of Mar Cheshvan, and the year is 5,778. As I said, my name is Roy Peretz, and... I would like you to like us on Facebook as Pawn Stars on 101.9. We are still looking for our producer. She's going to start with us, I think, next week. Her name is Mulligai Pillay. She's a wonderful girl, and I think next week our shows will be a little bit better. You most welcome to contact us on 010-140-3020 or our WhatsApp. The new WhatsApp is 061-869-1019. You can also SMS us for $1.50, 34519. So I want to start with, we spoke yesterday a lot about women.
We spoke yesterday about men.
We actually spoke bad about men.
Badly about men. It was one woman's opinion. It was Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Who came up with some really...
She's supposed to represent... The whole female race. Yes, definitely. Otherwise,
is she the spokesperson for humanity?
We just made her.
Feminism.
I don't even like her.
I don't even know her.
I love her.
I've heard of her, but
funny.
I don't know her.
She's brilliant. She's funny, but
I've seen her movies, Roy, and I saw her on 30 Rock.
No. Saturday Night Live before, and she's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a creator, I must say.
I think
she's funny.
She's one of the funniest women in the world. I don't know if she represents all the women, but...
Tell me, is she Jewish?
I don't know, but she's so funny, so yes, maybe.
She must have a Jewish cup on her.
If she knows how to laugh on herself, then she must be Jewish.
Yeah, self-deprecating humor.
So what do we have today? I'm going to get slightly more serious because we have to pass this serious thing. So what do we have today? We've got, first of all, we have... And I want you guys just to listen to me a few minutes, because afterwards we're going to go to funny stuff, if we can. Today is a landmark in Israeli and Jewish history. It is 100 years that in Paris, the Balfour Declaration, that is exactly a century ago, opened the way for the creation of Israel. Sowing the seeds of Israeli-Palestinian conflict that continues to tear apart the Middle East. The statement was made in an open letter from British Foreign Secretary Arthur James, or we like to call him Lord Balfour, that was published on 2nd November 1917, exactly 100 years ago, a year before the end of the World War I. In one sentence, it announced the British government's backing for the establishment of Palestine. They called it Palestine. No one else ever called it Palestine, but they invented the word Palestine. So they called it Palestine and said the establishment within Palestine for a region of the Ottoman Empire The Ottoman Empire was a Turkish empire. The region of the Ottoman Empire for a national home for the Jewish people. Now let's emphasize a little bit of a national home for the Jewish people. Now we're going to celebrate today 100 years to the declaration that created one of the most amazing countries on earth. A young country that is already one of the richest countries in the world with successful economy and unfortunately the biggest army in the region. Over the last 70 years, from the time of the establishment of Israel, every one of all the countries in the world trying to destroy the little country. Now, let's look at some facts. Israel was a desert before its establishment in 1948. That's a fact. The country was virtually empty 50 years before that. And you can see reference on Mark Twain's book, Travel to the Holy Land. That's a fact as well. No country in the world helped the Jews that asked to shelter during the Holocaust or Second World War. That's a fact too. No country. There were some Arabs living in Israel at the beginning of the 20th century, but most of them came as work immigrants from Egypt and other Muslim countries. That's another fact. There was no one really born in the area. It was quite a desert. There was never a country called Palestine. That's a fact. On the UN resolution on the 29th November 1947, called to partition Israel, the Jews said yes, the Arab says no. Fact. Look at all the Arab countries around Israel and around the world. With all the oil and money they have, did they really achieve anything? Israel, with no natural resources, is a great country. And that's a fact. It's in anybody's eyes, and it's a fact. And we have to say today, 100 years after they declared, after the Balfour Declaration, we have to say today. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. It's another fact. It's not like the best democracy in the Middle East. It's the only democracy in the Middle East. There's no other. Why other countries will support the countries surrounding Israel? Israel is one of the most democratic places on earth, and it's again a fact. So tell me why. Why do people and countries try to destroy Israel and give it to the Arabs that have 21 countries of their own and 100 times more land? Please tell me why. Why would European countries finance Arabs against Israel? Why? Does it make sense? Take, for example, a great democracy like France. Support the Arabs. Make no sense. They don't think the same. I mean, the one is democracy, the other one is complete opposite. I don't know what's the opposite of democracy. Dictatorship.
Dictatorship.
100%. All of them are dictatorships. So I understand why. I think the only reason is pure old-fashioned anti-Semitism. That's it. It is what it is. Whether you like it or not, it's old-fashioned anti-Semitism. Today, our hero Jub Malema is going to demonstrate next to the Israeli embassy. What does he know from Middle East?
Only what he's been told, and I don't even know if he reads up on it.
I don't think he reads up on it.
He was at school until he was 14. I didn't think he even started with history.
No,
listen, never mind him. All the people who are going with him over there,
yes.
If you take all of them, they don't know what's going on. They believe what somebody's telling them is that the blind leading the blind. They don't know.
That sounds like a herd of cows or a herd of buffaloes or a herd, you know, you got a leader and the rest are just puppets that's going after.
That's right. They get a couple of bob, you know, they pay them some money. Ah. Please come and demonstrate. That's the only reason. They got no knowledge about it.
It's known as group mentality. So you get one leader and everybody follows him, no matter what he says. And, you know, you saw that in Germany, and you're seeing it around South Africa today, too. You know, people don't question enough. and someone says something and they say, yes, yes, this is what I believe in. But do they really believe in this, or are they just following it because everybody else is following it?
No, no, because if you don't know the subject and the people believe you, they start to believe what you don't know.
Yeah. They start to believe, let's call it what it is, lies.
It's a brainwash.
Yeah, but it's not, I don't understand the idea. What is his idea? What is he? What is a guy like Jub Jub Malema want to achieve out of going to demonstrate next to Israel? What does he know about it? Well, what is he going to achieve? Except maybe make him more followers. Because I think his whole agenda is followed by hate. There's no good things happening. You know, he can stand. I mean, Mashiach Lakota was standing the other day and was talking about, how can he support the Arab cause? Why? Is it the same Arab cause that just slaughtered 8 people in New York and injured 15 people in a car
They rammed them. The guy hired a car.
Is that the same cause he's supporting, Malema? Or he support the other cause of 9/11 that murdered 3,000 people? Is that what he's supporting?
His cause is his opposition. He must always be on the map, as Bodhi said, on the map, and he must always raise his voice. Otherwise, you know, if he won't raise his voice, people maybe start forgetting about it.
Yeah, you know what? We have to talk about it. We have to talk about what's happening, what happened about 100 years ago. I'm going to go to the... we have to do a little bit of, I think, news. Not news. We have
advertising.
We have to go a little bit to the ads, and then we're going to come back. We're going to continue discussing the matter. So just hold for us here. Hold for us five. And... he goes there. And we're back. Thank you for being with us or staying with us. Our telephone numbers are 010-140-3020. Also, our WhatsApp lines are 061-895-1019. Or SMSs to 34519 will cost you $1.50. I just want to say something before we're going to go into the live read. We've got someone called the Gay Parade in Tel Aviv. People like Teddy Lapidus, Shulamit Aloni. When they called Sherrod.
Are you reading an SMS, Roy?
Yeah, I don't. When they called Sheradim, I don't know what's Charadim, throw stones when.
Charedim.
Charedim. Oh, Charedim. Okay. Gay parade in Tel Aviv, like Teddy Lapidus, Shulamit Aloni, when they called Charedim, threw stones when. Sfarad dislikes Ashkenaz. Hasidim show no respect to me for Mizrahi. I don't know. Okay. All right. But anybody can do whatever they would like anyway. If we had respect and shalom for another, we should have done the state proud. Okay. We have trashed by not having love for each other. And paying respect for one another. I'd vouch for that.
Yeah, guys, the problem you can't do a shalom or peace with yourself. You need another side.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh, you can go to a psychologist, a psychiatrist. Here you go. Go for it.
Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood has extended following specials till the 5th of November 2017. Nescafe Classic, 200 grams of the jar, R59 each. Pick and Pay's 2.5 kilogram white sugar, R33 each. Sunfoil sunflower oil, 2 litres, R34 each. Stork Country Spread medium fat spread, 1 kilogram of tub, R29.99 each, of course. And Cadbury Dairy Milk or Bubbly Chocolate slab, assorted 150 gram buy any two for R38. Buy all three for R95. 4 kilograms Pick and Pay potatoes, 3 kilograms carrots, and 3 kilogram onions. Visit Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood for much more in store specials.
Thank you so much, Peter. So let's carry on, and then we're going to go something funny, because I'm getting depressed talking about
depressed.
I'm talking about, so, but I just want to wake up the guys. So we're talking about 100 years from the Balfour Declaration, and Lord Balfour was at the declaration. He said to himself, you know what, the Jewish need to have a state. They've been thrown from pillar to post every day of their lives. Let's make them a state, and let's get rid of this problem they call Jews. And they give us a little strip of land, and they say, all right, that's your state. It's a piece of desert. You can do nothing there. And now, when we did something of it, everybody wants it. So that's number one. As after it's been offered to the Muslim countries, they didn't want it. Now, Jubjub is going to Pretoria to demonstrate in front of the embassy. And he's demonstrating against what? Against the only great country that you can, where you can live and let live. And I'm sorry about the guy that brought the shalom or whatever with yourself. You must go to Israel first before you talk. But in Israel, you can live and let live. In Israel, it's the only place that doesn't matter what your color, what your religion, what your sexual preference. You can do whatever you want in Israel, as long as it's within the law. You can do whatever you want. You can freely express yourself. There's proper free expression. It's not like in other country. I don't know why he's doing it. Maybe he needs the Arab votes. I don't know why. Why would he do that? I mean, why?
I think, you know, he is going to demonstrate because he wants to say that the Balfour Declaration is not invalid. You know, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Yeah. All right. He's a 30-year-old guy, knows nothing about history.
Exactly.
The Balfour Declaration shouldn't be. And you know what? I'm looking at our country, and Michelle Lakota was saying today, you know, this, not today, so we were saying a couple of days ago about the farm killing. And you know what's happening with the farm killing? We're going crazy with that. I mean, really, the farmers are like under fire. It's not a joke, guys. And you know, the number one, and Tabo told me earlier today, Tabo, our technician, he told me earlier today that he didn't just say that the ANC are going to farms and actually telling the guys that you can have this land for free. That's not the only problem. The problem is that Mashiach Kota said, and correct, that those 35,000 people are growing 90% of the food in the country. So soon you start killing them, we're getting to be Zimbabwe, 100% Zimbabwe.
That's right, it's going to be the same situation.
They are 35% feeding 95%.
So I don't know what they are feeding the youngsters. What kind of hatred? And I know it's very easy to raise voices and raise votes with hate. Like, I hate you, he hates you, we're friends. Although we share nothing except the hate. That's exactly how Hitler went into power. Hating the Jews. The Jews are bad. Let's hate them. Why? So, guys, please tell us what's happening. Thank you for the SMSs. You can SMS us on, 061-895-1019. Studio number, new studio number, 010-140-3020. You can also SMS us on 34519. And we've got a live read, so let's go live read. I'm going to stop talking about this. I'm going to change the music. I hate it. Let's go for that one, I think. Yeah, that's much nicer, yeah. I hate it. Yeah, you go for it.
Stay tuned for Reflections of the Past at 9 a.m. on Friday morning. Isaac Resnick will be exploring different crossover languages used by Jews in the diaspora, Ladino, Afrikaans, Yiddish. Catch Reflections of the Past this Friday at 9 a.m. exclusive to 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Peter. We've got some SMSs, so I'm going to just... In Israel, you can breed pork even though it's against the law. You know what? It's not against the law, and you're wrong. You can breed pork.
It was interesting, Roy. I visited Israel many years ago as a guest of a promoter.
Yeah.
I was there for the Hasidic Song Festival, and the Hasidic Song Festival were coming to perform in Johannesburg. Yeah. So my newspaper at that stage sent me over to see what was happening, to write a story, and then to come back with them and see the show.
When was that?
1973. Ooh, a long time ago. Yes, sir. And my host took me out for dinner. We went to a Chinese restaurant, and the first dish he orders was pork.
Really?
And I
said, because in this time it was illegal.
Yes.
To import any pork or to...
And I couldn't understand it. And I said, you know, you're Jewish, you're eating pork. He said, yeah, we Israelis, we eat anything. I thought it was very funny.
That's what exactly what Roy said. In Israel, we accommodate everybody, everybody, everybody.
So you have a wide range of restaurants in Israel.
Yes.
Cuban restaurants, Maltese, Japanese.
Most of them are Israeli and kosher restaurants that won't be open on a Saturday, and you will eat kosher food and everything. It's not like here.
Got the license.
Kosher food for us is food.
Peter, when you walk into a restaurant, you got the license. Like you walk in over here to a restaurant and you got the liquor license. So you see, there's a license. I'm kosher. Fine. If you're kosher,
you're not working on Saturday. That's you're not selling pork. You don't. You know. You must be
because in Israel,
halavi or basari.
Because in Israel today is not only Jews. There are Christians also.
Yes,
they're Christians. Pork, and there are Muslims that don't eat pork. But we also consider them.
It's a multi-layered society. Do they have any knowledge or idea of the percentage of people in Israel who are kosher? Have they ever done a survey?
Let me tell you, Israeli, more or less, I can tell you more or less, we've got about 30% which are not Haredim, but Shomrei Mitzvot.
Yeah, Masoret.
Shomrei Masoret.
Tradition.
They'll keep Shabbos, they'll go to Shul.
Eat kosher
only.
They have a kosher.
About 30%
kitchen.
Of the people. 70% of the people. Then you're talking about 20% of the people who practice Judaism will keep only
extra
Shabbos. But they will do all the rest, or maybe they'll drive even on Shabbos, but they'll go to shul and they'll keep kosher. And the balance were just chiloni.
So
you know, when they do the bar mitzvah to the sons, they will do the bris. But they
I think between 50% and 60% of Israelis are not fully traditional. That you know that they mustn't eat this or they won't sleep, but they are traditional Jews.
Yeah, like I know a lot of people that will say, you know what? And they're great Jews. They're actually good people. And they say, you know what? I don't think on my judgment day somebody will ask me about my diet. If I had this or I had this.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So you don't think so, but many, like if you're a little bit Haredic, you'll think so.
Because
so
that's
I know
that's
a lot of people. Yeah. So, you know, who are we to judge anybody anyway?
Do you think there's actually a judgment day? What happens when he pass over?
You know
no
what?
Really
I think
knows.
I'm my worst judge. And I think I do my judgment day. If I'm unhappy, if I'm a bad person, if I'm a bad person, I will judge myself.
But you know, there's only one way.
I cannot live with myself, yeah.
After I die, I come and tell you.
In other words, you're going to create a haunting.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do know. I'm telling you.
Call me. You do this conjuring. What do you call this
talking
movie?
About it. Yeah. We won't talk about it in a nice family show. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Science.
There have been lots of movies about contacting the other side and what happens. Not good.
So that's what I'm saying.
Guys, we're gonna listen to a nice song now, whether you like it or not. I think we played it last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
But you know what? I love this song. And you know what? I've got a good feeling. And Jup, have fun, bro. Don't say this song doesn't give you like great feeling. There's something amazing about this song, don't you think?
Roy, you know, there were so many great songs written during the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm listening to a double CD in my car, and it's all the old songs, Culture Club and Men at Work and all those. And listening
you're
to them.
You're talking about between all of us here.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that actually grew up in the 80s as a boy.
Yeah.
And that's my songs. That's with the old transistor that your parents had.
I remember that.
Walking
very well.
Around every Saturday morning, we had a show in Israel in Reshet Gimel called I forgot now. No. It was music from all over the world. Music. I remember even the music of the song of the show, but music from all over the world. All
I remember Shirim Sharim.
No.
That's the soca. What they didn't show now, the soca. My kids and even Roy kids grew up with a TV, and they see all the games all the time. We used to sit next to a small transistor, a small radio, yeah, and listen to the guys shouting. And there was one guy in the middle that was, there's a goal over there. Let's speak to the guy from this field. And there's a goal over there. What's going on? And we were excited and sitting with the peeps, eh? With the sunflower peeps.
We need to go to our advertisers. Give me a second and please stay with us. And don't forget, our numbers are 061-895-1019 and 34519. Don't forget, we're here for all the beautiful ladies. It's advertising. And the song before, to wake up. Thank you for staying with us. This is Roy and Friends. And for that, we've got with us Roy Peretz, myself. We've got with us Mr. Starogard, which is Moshe. Then we've got Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
Great, and you're playing some great music. We were talking earlier on about the great music of the 80s. Catchy, good, well-written, melodies.
It's the only time to listen to music. So that's the only music I know. I don't know the 90s. I don't know. The 90s was start working. And, you know, since I got married, and again, we're going to come back to the marriage thing, the time is now 9:44. We've got Liel Rimoni as well. But what happened is, when you got married and you got wife and you got kids, you forgot to think about music. You start working now. Who listens to music?
You know, I listen on a Saturday, the golden oldies. Today, the golden oldies is the 80s.
That's what I'm saying.
The golden oldies are in the 60s.
Are we the golden oldies?
They're checking classics. For me, classic is not something that, you know, now they're telling me that what my son is listening to it now, the hits now, they're going to be the classics. Okay,
yeah, but... In about 40 years,
but not in 10 years. Relax.
Believe it or not. Oh, we've got a nice SMS from Mike Lebo. Lubo, sorry. Africa lives on heartache and blame. Countries have been independent for 50 years, still blame the colonialists for the trouble. The same thing in South Africa. As long as Jub Jub and the ANC can shout at Israel and avoid looking in their own problems. Muslim money in South Africa pays for politics, Mike. I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think the guy's right. You know what, Mike? You're actually right.
But that's exactly the reason you said France. Why people like France that are the nation of liberalism and everything is allowed and everything is okay. And they are actually one side with the Muslims against Israel. It's because of the money.
Well, I want to tell you, France, I think they should quit the European Union and join the Arab League.
I think
it's,
so too.
It's half of Europe.
But then I'll have to teach your Arab League to speak French.
They do.
Half of them do.
And Africa and North Africa all speak French.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui, monsieur.
Oh, nice. Comment tu t'appelles? Mouchon.
Moshe.
Mouchon.
Je m'appelle Moshe.
Je m'appelle
Bonjour.
Bonjour and all. All right. So, you know, many people ask me, what is so interesting in pawn shops? And I want just to get a little bit light to that. So we talk about my wife. Did we talk about my wife?
No.
Didn't you?
All not right. Last night. So,
last night, no. Last night, I wasn't blaming
last
myself.
Last night, you spoke about my wife. And my dedication to washing dishes.
I can't believe it. You publicly announce you do with dishes, but it's fine. You know, I'm sure 90% of men do dishes. Am I right, Moshe?
I think 90% of men eat from dishes.
That's right.
If I had to do the dishes, I would buy, how do you call it, disposable ones. I would never.
Paper dishes.
Paper dishes.
Yeah, they're paper plates. Yeah. You just throw them away when you're finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's possible, or just same with a wife. But
if you've got a good chicken, you put it on a paper, the paper just sticks to it. It's not good. You've got to do normal.
You know, you worry me. You really know a lot about dishes.
I'm an expert. Now, don't get me on.
You remember Chris Rock in the dishes.
And the different soap suds and the different washing powders. Don't get me on that subject.
Let me tell you something. So what is so interesting in pawn shops? You know, many people look at us, it's like a glorified business. First of all, lately, I mean, except our show that was really great, I mean, all over the world you can see we've got like pawn shops, and pawn shops are popping up everywhere. Everybody thinks it's the most like lucrative business. Yeah. So we do get a lot of interesting stuff, and yes, we do get stuff cheaper than anybody else. We do, eh? So that's why it's better to buy from a second-hand shop and not from not buying new, because we get it cheap, we sell it cheap, so it's nice.
And it's guaranteed, isn't it, to a degree? I mean, what you sell...
If you buy from us, yes.
But yes,
if
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you.
If you buy from other people, I wouldn't say it's guaranteed. And you know what? I'm not here to actually inflate promote my own thing. You know what? Why not? Yes.
I came to shops many times. And one more thing I must say. There is pawn shops and there are pawn shops. Yours is the boutique pawn shop.
Yeah, boutique, yeah. Understand? It is. It's not just a boutique. It's actually, we actually give the service we say we give.
Haven't you got something special coming up in your pawn shop this Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday we've got an auction. An auction is hosted by Hot Cares.
And the money goes to charity, doesn't it?
Money goes completely to charity. Please join us. It's going to be amazing. We've got stuff. You know what? We got a stock of... You must listen to this. We've got a stock of carpets. You have never in your life. Persian carpets. 3 meters by 4 meters. The value of some of them over 100,000. Some of them, most of them, like 80,000. And we sold last week for 17,000, the last auction for 17,000 carpets. I couldn't believe it. I actually couldn't believe it. I mean, you cannot, we always joke. It's not a really joke, but we really joke about it many times. Say, you know how long takes a kid to make carpet like this? He started at the age of 9, he finished when he's 29. Yeah, I promise you, this is crazy. I mean, to make a carpet this size.
And then what do we do with it? We walk on it.
No, but it's like forever. Yeah. It's something you can actually invest in. Not a joke. You can actually invest in. And, instead of going to the shops in Santon and buy it, you can get it for cheap.
What time is your auction?
11 o'clock. 11 o'clock on Sunday. On Saturday.
Saturday, the 4th November this week.
You know, another thing is what I like about the business, you can never know. Like, I go there in the morning. I never know what's actually going to come through the doors. Eh? You never know. I mean, you see, they say, then somebody walks up with something, you know.
That's what makes your job so interesting. It's like journalism. Each day you don't know what you're going to write about. You don't know what's going to happen. It's the same in the pawn shop industry. You don't know when someone's sitting in the entrance, you know, in your reception, and what they've got. They might have a diamond worth millions and saying, Rui, I need money.
Yeah, but it's not just...
That's the best, because the best is the ones that they don't have nothing in their hands. You can't see nothing on them. Yeah. They have something small in their pockets.
Very small.
And that's what you need. Not very small. It can be a beautiful Rolex watch. But it's not like Roy said, someone coming with something in his hand and it's so interesting. I like the ones that come with nothing.
Roy, there was a story in the paper the other night of a guy who lost his Rolex. It went into cement. And eventually they found the watch.
Oh, did it?
It was 1928 or something. It was a Seamaster. It was
still
valued
walking.
4.6 million rand at an auction in, I'm not sure whether it was London or New York. It was one rare Rolex, a kind of Oyster Seamaster. It had a special engraving on it. It had a special steel case around it. And it survived in the cement. And as I said, they found it. It was a big news story. I think it was in London. And they sold this watch for 4.2 million pounds. Can you imagine a watch that... And the guy who owned it didn't know its value.
Is it?
Wow, it's amazing. And a lot of people, I don't think, know the value of their watches.
If you would watch a show, Peter, you will see how many people have stuff that they don't know the value. Sometimes to the...
And which show would that be, Neil?
That will be a Pawn Stars.
Okay, so there was a show once upon a time.
Let me tell you something. You know, many times we've got people coming to us. It's actually quite funny to see. People are fed by... a lady comes and says, look, my husband bought this... My ex-husband. My ex-husband bought this ring to me. He bought it in whatever shop, and that's what it's worth. So you see valuation for 150,000 rands. You look at the ring and says, where's the ring? And says, no, this is the ring. Says, no, this is the 150,000 rands ring. Where is it? Says, not this one. And you see a couple of diamond chips inside, and they say, it's 150,000. So, you know, if your husband gives you a 150,000 rands ring, go buy yourself come to me. Let me appraise it before you actually accept his marriage proposal.
For 150,000 rand, you come out of cash-in looking like a rapper from America, you know, with all this
bling, bling,
bling, bling, bling.
Not oh, yeah. You know what? One of our listeners says $18 million was paid last week for a stainless steel Paul Newman worn by Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Rolex, yes, 100%.
Yes.
We had as well the Rolex Daytona, that was, I think, the most expensive one, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe the listener knows better than me. Rolex Daytona was from Steve McQueen. Was sold for as well, like $20 million or something
like this. Yeah. Yes, that's the value that they
and,
have.
And he said as well, you have not mentioned Chuck Norris yet.
Now we are mentioning Chuck Norris. Chuck,
I'm no, not
Chuck,
ready.
Let me tell you about Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris actually came to visit Bibi Netanyahu, last year.
He did.
You remember?
Yes.
And he said, my voice is going. And he said that...
He didn't say that.
No, what he said. No, he didn't say that. Bibi said, you know what? Now I can get rid of all my bodyguards. I've got you here. It was nice.
Yeah, you know that Chuck Norris came to Israel last year, like he said, and he went to the Kotel.
Yeah.
And the Kotel tried to put a piece of paper in Chuck Norris. first time ever.
That's a good one, then. I must say. We had another one out. Roy Julie did it for money and amp. Votes and amp. What is amp?
Empathy? No.
And amp. There's no other place as great as Israel, Chaim. I think so. I think you're right. What are we doing here? We still have to...
We love South Africa.
Love South Africa.
And I think we all need to love our country, South Africa.
And we support Israel from outside.
We definitely support Israel as Israelis, and we definitely want everybody else to support Israel. But the bottom point is that we live in South Africa, and South Africans must start loving themselves and their land and the country. Forget about the hate. The hate doesn't grow anything, doesn't make anything go forward, only backwards.
I want to actually put a song especially for
ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
If we put your earphones
Jub Jub?
Yeah, especially for Jub Jub. I'm going to call him today. I'm going to call him Jub Jub. And we're going to say our goodbyes as well. The time is now 9:55. This sunshine song is for all the beautiful girls. Some of them are lying still in bed.
She goes away.
Some of them are listening to me. Some of them are not.
But so, after that, they'll like you, because that's a nice
song. And no sunshine, where she going? Guys, have a good Shabbos. Let's hope we're all going to be very happy.
And there will always be sunshine.
And please, God will come and to your auction on Saturday.
Please come to my auction on Saturday. You're going to really enjoy it. And it's Buddhavus, I think.
And it's 341 Jan Smut.
341 Jan Smut Avenue in Hyde Park. Guys, and on sunshine, Bill with us, and he's going to stay with you till the end of the hour, I think. The time is now 9:55, and we're going to say our goodbyes. So, goodbye, good Shabbos, and
good luck.